Milwaukee police say two more children, aged 6 and 4, were struck by a vehicle yesterday afternoon. A press release says they were in the street when they were hit and that the driver did not stop. Both kids were taken to the hospital. Police are still looking for a suspect and the vehicle. Earlier in the day, a funeral was held for two Milwaukee sisters, also 6 and 4. They were struck in a crosswalk by a hit-and-run driver last month. Their 10-year-old cousin was also injured. A 19-year-old man was eventually arrested and charged. And in Madison last night, a 37-year-old man with a revoked license was arrested after a crash that killed a pedestrian. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says 46 pedestrians have been killed so far this year. Last year, there were 43 in the whole year. Nationwide, there were more than 6,200 deaths in 2018, up about 3.5% from the previous year. So, what can we do to make walking safer? Nick Jarmus is Midwest Director of Public Affairs for the American Automobile Association, or AAA. He's based in Madison. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how worried are you about this problem of pedestrian safety?
Well, you know, AAA has been concerned about pedestrian safety throughout our history, and we've done a lot of campaigns and educational programs, especially directed at young children. And it's so tragic to hear these stories of young lives taken as a result of these incidents. So we're really concerned about this, and we think it deserves a lot more attention and needs some solutions.
As I understand it, there's one bit of good news in the litany of bad news I just gave. The number of children as pedestrians killed in accidents has gone down over time, thanks in part to a really concerted effort in, say, school areas and things like that. So it sounds like if we try, we can make a difference.
That's right. You know, and the school areas, there are programs at AAA. It has our safety patrol program that we work with, you know, hundreds of schools, thousands really throughout the country on that. And those zones are more controlled. There's more supervision. And children are also in a more serious frame of mind, at least near school zones. So those are some factors that help. But when you're out in the communities, you know, further away from the schools, you know, children are at particular risk. They tend to have less ability to judge what are safe gaps in traffic when they're crossing the street. They have less peripheral vision abilities than adults do. And they also have a difficulty identifying what direction sounds are coming from. So even if they hear a car coming, they often can't tell without seeing which direction it's coming from. And they also often assume that if they can see a car, that means that the driver of that car can see them. And unfortunately, we know that that's simply not true.
So that's a bit of good news, crashes involving kids as pedestrians going down. But the overall numbers are going up of pedestrian crashes. Do we have any idea why that would be, Nick?
Yeah, it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly. You know, our best ideas are that it does coincide with a sharp spike in distraction behind the wheel. You know, distraction has always been there, but with the advent of mobile technologies, that are being used by drivers while they're driving, really does seem to coincide with this uptick in pedestrian crashes. And, you know, distractions cut down on your reaction time, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, something that you're looking down. We typically talk about texting or, you know, holding phones, things that take your hands off of the wheel or take your eyes off of the road. But even cognitive distractions, which simply take your mind out of the task of driving, such as hands-free phone conversations or using voice-commanded controls in newer vehicles, can also be dangerously distracting.
Talking to Nick Jarmus from AAA about pedestrian safety on our roads in Wisconsin and around the country. Nick, let's take a look at what the AAA is telling people to help be more safe. And let's start with drivers. What are your messages? Sounds like the obvious one has to do with distraction. What other things are you telling drivers?
Absolutely. Staying focused and alert is paramount. And especially, you know, there's so many new technologies on vehicles, but, you know, those technologies are no replacement for a vigilant driver. And we've done some research on some of these collision avoidance technologies that are being built into vehicles, and we find that pedestrian safety is a serious weak spot for these technologies. According to our research, even under ideal conditions, when you have an adult pedestrian and the vehicle traveling at 20 miles an hour, there's only a 40% chance that it's going to pick up that pedestrian and stop in time to avoid a collision. The numbers go down, under 20% when you're talking about children or you're talking about vehicles that are moving faster than 20 miles an hour. So being focused, being alert, first and foremost, the most important thing. The next thing is to slow down. Traveling at an appropriate speed in a residential area is going to increase your reaction time, but it's also going to significantly cut down the chances that should a collision occur, it will be a fatal collision. And the difference between 20 miles an hour and 30 miles an hour is huge. At 20 miles an hour, you're talking about an 18% chance of it being a fatal strike. At 30 miles an hour, that jumps up to 47% chance.
And we had a talk on the show a while back. A researcher had looked at how often people stopped at pedestrian crosswalks when a pedestrian is waiting to cross. This happened to me in Milwaukee, but it's probably true everywhere. The answer was almost never. We view them as very optional as drivers. What's the AAA message on crosswalks?
It is that crosswalks are mandatory. If there's someone waiting to cross, you need to stop, you need to slow down, you need to wait for them to cross. And so that's our number one recommendation for pedestrians themselves, is to make sure you're utilizing those crosswalks. But, you know, that's the place where pedestrians and drivers meet, quite literally on the road. And it's up to everyone involved in that meeting to ensure their safety of themselves and of the other person.
Are there changes in either laws or our road design or whatever that you're looking for to make pedestrians safer?
You know, not at this time necessarily. You know, the laws play a big part of it, but no one law is going to solve the issue. It has to be a combination of having the right laws, having the right road design, having proper enforcement, but also having a lot of education and awareness among drivers. You know, simply put, even with automated enforcement systems such as what are being discussed in Milwaukee for speed or red light running, those can't be installed everywhere that they're needed. At a certain point, motorists have to self-regulate themselves. They have to follow those laws simply because it's the right thing to do and that they want to keep people safe, and not just because they're afraid of getting a ticket when they come up on an intersection that is photo enforced or when they happen to see a police car in the area. You need to follow those laws all the time.
And then what messages do you have for pedestrians to stay safe in a sometimes hostile road environment?
Well, first and foremost, stay on sidewalks as much as possible. If sidewalks are not available, stay off as far on the side of the road as you can and facing traffic. That's one of the most frequent things that I personally see is people walking with traffic. And the rule is if you're on a bike, you're supposed to ride with traffic. But if you're walking, you want to walk against traffic. That way you will see the car and be able to react and respond to a car that's coming towards you, even before the car may even be able to see you. The other thing is to stay visible. Wear bright colored clothing. Stay in well-lit areas as much as possible. Stay alert yourself. Make sure you're not looking down at a phone or wearing headphones, especially when you are about to cross a street. And then also, following the rules yourself. Staying in, crossing at crosswalks. Following your traffic signals at signalized intersection and not the motorist signals. A lot of people, they look at for the green light and not necessarily the walk sign. And sometimes the intersections are set up, where drivers may have a green light moving in the same direction, but if there's turn arrows involved, you may, not be safe to walk at that point.
Do you think, Nick, are you optimistic that we can start moving the numbers back down again over the years?
I think so. I think by, putting more attention on it, putting more enforcement behind the laws that we have, addressing some engineering things by making sure crosswalks are more prominently visible for drivers would be helpful. But also just, emphasizing that drivers need to take responsibility with this. And the more that we can do to reduce distracted driving and simply increase speed compliance among drivers will go a long way to bringing these numbers down.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nick Jarmus is the Midwest Director of Public Affairs for AAA. We talked with him about what pedestrians, motorists, traffic engineers, and policymakers can do to improve pedestrian safety. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more than 6,200 pedestrians died last year, up from 4,100 a decade ago. Pedestrian deaths in urban areas are up 69% over that period. Interested to hear what you think. What are things like walking around your community? Do you feel safe crossing the street? Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.